Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, June Wasdy report is out. We got a few things to talk about, quite a few things to talk about, actually. What did you see in that report released here this morning?
First of all, let me say the key to this report was what they did with Brazil's corn crop. And when we look at Brazil's corn crop, our team there surveyed customers and came in with an 89.7 million metric tons. USDA was at 102 last month. They dropped down to 98.5 this month. The trade was expecting 97.32. And that's kind of where I expected the USDA to come this month as well, somewhere around that 97 million metric ton. So USDA was a little bit more conservative than what we anticipated on the drop in Brazil corn size, but we're anticipating they're going to continue to drop that. So it's pretty close overall. When we look at overall ending stocks for corn for the new crop, USDA at 289.41 million metric tons, which is almost exactly where the trade expected them to be in this report. With our smaller corn crop that we have in Brazil, we're looking at below 281 million metric tons. We're expecting world stocks to get even tighter in the months ahead. So the bottom line from this report is that USDA didn't do anything to take the attention away from the weather forecast. As we look at wheat production, it came in pretty much as was anticipated. Soybean stocks grew a little bit, but still are relatively tight for the year ahead. But still, that change caused some selling in soybeans going forward. That was a little bit of a surprise that USDA is starting to knock back demand there. I think perhaps they're over accounting for some of the problems in China right now. Granted, we are seeing a decrease in hog feeding because of lack of profits there. Overall, I think as we get past today, we're going to go back to trading weather because these balance sheets are still very tight and the weather looks very threatening over the next several weeks.
Arlen, I know you touched on it. Were you surprised at the slight increase on the soybean ending stock side? I didn't see that one coming. I'm wondering your thoughts on that.
Yeah, and I think the market right now is just kind of reacting to the bearish surprise because you expect in a bullish environment that stocks continue to get tighter. I was surprised. I don't think it materially changes things that much going forward. The change was mostly in the old crop side of things. USDA feeling like high prices are starting to ration demand. But overall, long term, I don't think it changes much. And I think today's market response will soon pass if we stay hot and dry, because that weather can have a much bigger impact on the domestic and global balance sheet going forward.
And I would think now as well, with the June WASDE out, we look at the weather forecast, and now we're going to put a big focus on that June 30th acreage report. That seems like that's going to be the next milestone ahead that could have an impact on where our markets are moving to.
Absolutely. It's weather and June 30th acreage are going to be the central focus. The trade is assuming some increase in acreage for both corn and soybeans on June 30th, but we'll have to wait and see what USDA surveys say on that. But even with that, weather is still going to be the primary factor, with global stocks of both corn and soybeans pretty snug right now.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X coming up this afternoon. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing will be our guest. We'll talk to him about the June WASDE report. We'll go more in depth and look at the final closes of the day, see where the market trade moves. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.